Blog Talk Radio.
With everything else in the world, this has to be true.
Hold on, my life, one thing hasn't changed. In my lowest moment, in your arms, I remain. Who can I trust? I've been lied to so much. If not for your grace, I know that I could not stay without you. I could be a mess without you. You're the one I hold my mind. So I make a confession about you. You have
never.
Oh, said you never let me down.
That's why.
Said you never let me down. You have never let me down.
Do, but God would never, ever let you down. Matter of fact, I read over there in Matthew 28, that he'll be with you even to the end of the world. So he'll never let you down. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. And in doing that, add my daughter, Nene, preferable. We are praying for Jan. She's her family, rather. Her name is Jan and her family. Also my other daughter, her name is Trethy, which she stay up in Warren, Ohio. Pray for her as well. And I don't know if anybody else have anybody want to pray for, but if so, we want to take a second to here and let you press one. And we'll add them to the list, because I know a lot of times we got people ask us to pray. I just like to do corporate prayer, not that I'm not praying already, but I just know when there's more than one, it's just like strings. When you got more than one string, and you got three, four of them wrapped together, they're stronger. And that's the same way prayer is. When you got a bunch of folks praying for the same thing, it makes it powerful. So I ask Pastor Bill if she will give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Never let you down. I mean, God will never let us down. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to first thank you for the word. We're thanking you for our listeners and those that participate, thanking you for our pastor, Father God. Father God, we're giving you thanks, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we want to pray for those that Pastor has mentioned, Nene and Jan and family, Tracy in Ohio, Tony in Ohio, and Lenise in Ohio. We're praying for them, Father God. We know you know all things, and you are working things out for their good. So, Father God, we pray that you would touch them in whatever situation they're in. Those that need to be healed, touch them, Father God. Those that are going through, we know you're a way maker, Father God. And, Lord, we just ask that you would just be with each and every one, Father God. Bless each and every one on this broadcast as we plead the blood of Jesus on us all, Father God. We bind it up anything and everything to try to come up against us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're binding it up right now, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will have your way on this broadcast, Father God. Allow your Holy Spirit to guide and direct us, Father God, and then help us to listen and receive that word as Pastor teaches, Father God. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, be with all those that are bereaved and those that are sick and shut in once again and those that are going through. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill. I truly appreciate it. And our others who are in agreement with us, they tell them any of my children ask me, and when they ask me, I have to jump on it, if you know what I mean. When they ask me to pray, usually it's serious business. So, excuse me. Evangelist Sharon, are you available to read?
Good afternoon, yes, I'm available.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask, I'm going to start with the with our foundational scripture, which is 1 Timothy 6 and 12 and 13. We're going to go back there. And so I'm going to ask you, and we're going to couple that with Romans 10, but let's read this one first. And 1 Timothy 6 and 12. You want to read that to King James, and Pastor, you read it out the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor. 1 Timothy 6 and 12 out of the King James, it reads as follows. 6, 12, and 13, excuse me. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Run hard and fast in the faith. Seize the eternal life, the life you were called to, the life you so fervently embrace in the presence of so many witnesses. I'm charging you before the life-giving God and before Christ, who took his hand before Pilate and didn't give an inch. Amen.
Amen, amen.
And we want to go to Romans 10. I like to call these supporting scriptures, if you will. We'll go to Romans 10, and we'll read through 12, let's say 13. We'll read to 14. So we're going to read Romans 10, verses, you know what, maybe we should even start with verse 6. It's so much to cover in that, but hopefully this will be a supporting scripture. So read Romans 10, if you'd be so kind, to verses 14. Thank you so much.
But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh of the wise, say not in the heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in the mouth, and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And now shall they hear without a preacher. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the trusting God to shape the right living in us is a different story. No precarious climb up to heaven to rescue the Messiah. No dangerous descent into hell to rescue the Messiah. So what exactly was Moses saying? The word that saves is right here. as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart chest. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. This is the core of our preaching. Say the welcoming word to God. Jesus is my master, embracing body and soul. God's work of doing in us what he did in raising Jesus from the dead. That's it. You're not doing anything. You're simply calling out to God, trusting him to do it for you. That's salvation. With your whole being, you embrace God setting things right, and then you say it right out loud. God has set everything right between him and me. Scripture reassures us, no one who trusts God like this, heart and soul, will ever regret it. It's exactly the same no matter what a person's religious background may be. The same God for all of us, acting the same incredibly generous way to everyone who calls out for help. Everyone who calls help, God gets help. But how can people call for help if they don't know who to trust? And how can they know who to trust if they haven't heard of the one who can be trusted? And how can they hear if nobody tells them? And how is anyone going to tell them unless someone is sent? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So over in 1 Timothy 6, he's saying, fight the good fight for your eternal life. This is a fight for your eternal life. And it's a faith fight. Please hear that. It's a faith fight. It's not a carnal fight. It's not an earthly fight. It's not even a fight with the devil, really. When you'll see this week that this fight is a fight of faith. So you can gain your eternal life. And if I must inject right here, this is truly about your eternal life. Why you ask? Because you're not going to stay here forever. You got to leave, sister. You got to leave, brother. I know life is grand. I know you're everything. But you got to leave here. And there is an eternity on the other side. So hopefully this week we'll get this stuff across. Why? Because Paul used aggressiveness, and he also is being very forceful here. And I mean, when you look at this from the English language perspective, he's using real strong verbs to describe the Christian life that's filled with purpose. Fight, take hold on. Some think Christians is just a passive religion. That's what a lot of people think, that advocate waiting on God. But listen, brothers and sisters, God wants us to act, but we must have an active faith, obeying God, and have courage and doing what we know is right. It is time for action on your part. So don't just continue to wait. Be about it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. That's what faith is. Faith is actually acting on the word of God, because when you act on it, then you're believing in it. So believing requires acting. Acting on the word of God simply says, I trust God's word. So when you go to Romans 10, and if you trust God's word, that means you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And you will believe in your heart, in your spirit. And you're going to act in your spirit that you have eternal life. So now when we go back to this, and I know I'm flipping back and forth, but I want you to see, brothers and sisters, this is about not saying into the heaven who shall bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. You don't have anything to do with that. It's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and it's with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So it's mm-hmm. with the heart man believeth, meaning his spirit acts on the word of God, not his head. Mm-hmm. You have to mm-hmm. cast down
Amen.
Imagination. This is a spirit thing. The Bible says, yeah. for the scripture says, whoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. If you act on the
Amen.
Word of God, you won't be ashamed. And he goes on to say, there's no difference between the Jews and the Greeks, and for he is Lord over all. Then he asked the yeah. question, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And listen, mm-hmm. brothers and sisters, this is about acting on the word of God. So hopefully this week we're going to talk about, well, first of all, let me be real clear. We're definitely going to have to get the reality of the word, because the word is what we preach. That's the word yes. of faith which we preach. That's what we preach. Now, how you going to preach that to somebody if you're not going to live it? So you're going to have to preach to the new creation to people. That's part of what we do. Hopefully this week we'll talk about some facts. Well, let's call it some faith facts. That probably be a good way of doing it. We'll talk about some faith facts. Because faith
Amen.
In the Father is not building upon the words of man, but upon his own words. Not man's word, but upon his own words. And that's real important that we be mindful that we're going to talk about some faith facts. And let me say this too, because the word is always now. It's always now. So in Timothy here, he's telling us to hold fast to our profession. So this week we'll talk about two confessions. Or two profession. How about that one? There's two profession mm-hmm. or two confession. See, whatever you profess or whatever you confess is what you possess. And whatever you possess is your profession. You're professing
right.
what you are about. And that brings us to the reality of what we are. So in Hebrews 4:14, if you'll find that, because it's all predicated on our confession. That's why I showed you Romans 10. So if they're fine, Hebrews 4:14, remember Romans 10? It says you confess with your mouth the Lord
mm-hmm.
Jesus, believe in your heart. You have to, confession is made upon salvation. So what you're living
mm-hmm.
in is on your confession.
Yeah.
As quiet as it kept, it's all about what comes out of your mouth, man. And hopefully
mm-hmm.
it'll come from your spirit, man. So in Hebrews 4:14, will you please read that?
Yes. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest, with ready access to God, let us not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experience it all but the sin. Amen.
See, the realization while a confession, so we'll probably talk about that this week. We walk in the light of our testimony. our faith never goes beyond our confession. And I'm going to say that again, because mm-hmm. your light is what's beaming. Your light is what you're walking in. So when people hear you speak, that becomes your faith. So our faith will never go beyond our confession. Can't go beyond mm-hmm. that. So the word become mm-hmm. a real as you and I. Because, see, the word of God, or if I should say the unseen thing, is more real than the seen things. Like for instance, let me give you two quick examples before I go forward. Hope is real, but you don't see it.
Amen.
Love is real, but you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now I'm speaking spiritually. And even mm-hmm. to those that are in the natural, feelings is something you began to feel. But love is an active word. It's a word that requires action. If you yeah. have love and no action, you have no love. I'm going to say that one more time because I don't know about
you. Amen.
If you have love and no action, you have no love. It's just like faith.
That's right.
You got to have action with your faith. If you believe that yes. word, act on it.
Mm-hmm.
Either you believe it or you don't. So we're going to deal with yes. that this week. Something else I like to deal with. It's something silent, and everybody can't get to this, but I pray that you all get to this. In Colossians 2 and 5, you have to see this in the spirit. Now, if you see it like folks in the church, you'll miss it, because to them, this is a... what's it called? A going home sermon. A message for those that are getting ready to leave a body or going on home. Yeah. And they don't understand it's a now sermon. It's a now message. But in Colossians
Amen.
2 and 5, if you'd be so kind mm-hmm. to read that.
Follow.
Colossians 2 and 5.
In King James it reads, "For thou I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding in your order and the steadfast of your faith in Christ." Amen.
Amen. Good in the Message Bible. "I'm a long way off, true, and you may never lay eyes on me. But believe me, I'm on your side, right beside you. I am delighted to hear of the careful and orderly ways you conduct your affairs and impress with the solid substance of your faith in Christ." Amen.
Amen.
There it is right there. When you have faith in Christ, let me tell you, that means you got substance in Christ. Have you built
Amen.
Up any substance? Christ lately? Huh? Have you built up any substance in Christ lately? Paul said, "For though I be absent in the flesh," because I'm not talking about the flesh, "but yet I'm with you in the spirit." Now, I know everybody can't get to that, but you see, I can be absent from somebody, but yet be the same in the spirit. I know the other week, and even as early as today, Pastor first scripture she read before she prayed, because I'm debating here if I should let Pastor pray or Evangelist Sharon. The Spirit says to me, "Let Pastor get us started for the week." How about she starts with the scripture that we left off with doing that? So we're absent from the body. We're not there in the flesh. but we're present mm-hmm. in the spirit. Because her spirit, say, you know what, let me read 1 Timothy 6 and 12. See, our spirit is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Listen, brothers and sisters, as you have received Christ, Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him. Continue mm-hmm. to trust him. Continue to be in him. Matter of fact, the Bible says be rooted and built up in him and be established in the faith. And you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So let us build this faith walk. And I'm going to say this, people. You defeat Satan with the word of God. You defeat Satan with your lips. Because that's going to be your constant, I don't even want to say struggle. But at some point in time, you got to start saying what the words say you are. That's your fight right there. I hope I can get somebody to really reach out for this and understand that you are fighting the fight of your life, man. It's every day you're going to have to get up and confess that, hey, I'm the apple of my father's eye, like Evangelist Renee. I'm healed by his stripes. In the midst of adversities, in the midst of situation, you're going to have to continue to fight and press toward that way. I mean, it's a sign every day. I remind myself that I am the temple of God, so I don't have to go to a temple. I am the temple. And his spirit dwells in me, not in a building. So I remind myself of 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 6:19 on a daily basis. That's my fight. I'm fighting for my salvation. I have the mind of Christ. I have to say that. So when I tell you I'm a living Bible, don't get mad with me. Don't get angry at me. And don't think I'm being high-minded. I'm simply saying what the Word of God say I am. He says, this is what I am. He says, I've been reconciled to God. I'm a minister of reconciliation. That's what God's word says. So why wouldn't I agree with that? If he says you're a living epistle, I understand. I understand. You've been stuck up in a building, and you don't get this kind of teaching. It's not a problem. At one time, I was there. But I declare and decree that I'm going to say what God says I am. If he says I'm a citizen of heaven and I have a dual citizenship, so be it. I have a dual citizenship. You don't understand it, talk to me off the broadcast, and I'll explain it to you. My citizenship is in heaven, and I'm not going to elect that one just to be a man pleaser. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to continue to tell pastor and everybody else that I am a child of God. I am a citizen of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places. And right now, and then I'll take you in short to you because I got some paper for you. See, it don't bother me to show you Ephesians 4. Don't bother me to show you Ephesians 2 and 6. Matter of fact, since I said that, I'm going to read this, and this will be the last scripture, and we'll get ready for tomorrow. But I just want you to know what's going on, brothers and sisters, and you're supposed to do the same thing. You're supposed to do that. If you're not doing that, you're living below your means as a Christian. See? Ephesians 2 and 6, if you'll read that one.
Yes. In Ephesians 2 and 6, it reads as follows. It reads as follows in the King James. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, he took our sin dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us, Then he picked us up and set us down in highest
yes.
heaven in the company with Jesus, our Messiah. Amen.
Thank you all so much. I did a teaching on repositioning yourself. People, that's what you're doing. Reposition yourself in the heavenly thing. Forget about the flesh all the time. Start repositioning yourself in the heavenly things. Why? Because of 1 Timothy 6:12. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. You've been called to do this. You've been called to have a good profession and a good profession before many witnesses. You got to go tell somebody this stuff.
Yes.
Amen.
Are you talking about all that stuff? You don't have to tell nobody. Sorry. You got to go tell some people. Man, I've been raised up with together and made to sit with Christ in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hey, that's what's going on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is not just talk, brother and sister. This is you're fighting for your Christian salvation, for your Christian life. You got to start confessing this stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you this, and then I'm done. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you got to hear it so you can continue on. Okay? That's the way this works. All right. Anybody else like to have anything to say before we dismiss? They have a word that you need to share. Hallelujah. Okay. If not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.